Okay, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm here live. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and we'll be here from 11 to 1. My two guests today, first I have on Robert Clarkson. He'll be with us later in the hour talking about the illegal IRS system. I know you just went through April 15th and 16th, I think was the deadline this year, to basically they're telling you you have to file, you don't. We're going to get into the real nitty-gritty of how they rip us off every year of trillions of dollars. Also, on the second hour, I'm going to bring on New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein. We're going to talk a number of things, the pedophile problem in America, and go over a few things on how he would investigate on what to look for in this Virginia Tech mass shooting that's in the news today. Let me make a note here on this. Also, during this week, just in the last day or two, 15 people died in the storms on the East Coast from Texas throughout the East Coast. And how many people died in the last 2 weeks in car accidents? I mean, we can go on and on with death. We can go on and on with reporting. And, of course, the Virginia Tech case is news. But in a sense, I want to know more about what's really going on in our country behind the scenes. I want to know what's going on really in the Iraqi war. I want to know what's going on behind everything in our government, behind everything that's taking this country down. And I don't want to dwell on this shooting for a month and how these criminals get away with more murder. And what I mean by this, of course, you have to grieve with the people that have been killed. But are we ever going to find out the truth about this cat who did this? He's a 23-year-old Asian student, now depicted as a loner. He was an English student, guns down 33. Is he a Manchurian candidate? Is he? Why is Fox News reporting 33 dead? How did 33 come in? And again, is it just a random number? And we all know that 33 is an Illuminati signal number. He was the 33rd victim himself. One thing we got to ask, and here's what I'm concerned about. Let's see what they do with his body. And if we ever did have a investigation, an autopsy, are there any chips in this guy? Is he going to be cremated? Let's find out how they do the autopsy on the killer, because we're never going to get to the truth. In the mainstream, he's going to be depicted as a loner psychopath. In the alternative media, we're going to be scrambling around saying that this is another Columbine, which it probably is, but never any definitive evidence if he had any handlers, if who were his background people, CIA, who controlled him, if that's the case. Are we ever going to get to that? No, because they've got that conveniently already covered up, the gun, the weapon, his background, who knew him. Reports are not coming out. Well, I don't. He was a loner. I don't know much about him. Well, the point is another violent case. Do you want to live in a country like this where you're afraid to go to school anymore? Do you want to live in a country where you can't go to college without worrying about getting shot? People are saying now, and of course you hear the media saying more gun control, take away American guns. Well, yes, they've taken them away. You know, 10 years ago there were over 200,000 licensed gun dealers in this country. Now it's down to 5,000. They're taking your Second Amendment rights away. Some people have said the best way to protect Virginia was to arm every professor, also to arm certain students with concealed weapons so that they could protect themselves. It boiled to this, us fighting them, and I suggest that we begin now to arm ourselves, because this is not going to end. We're never going to get to the bottom of this like we've never gotten to the bottom of 9/11, which I will talk about. Right after this break, we're going to get to my guest, Mr. Robert Clarkson.
I found the company online and they had this unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamp gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. Put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect night light. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're into natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's OLAYWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the site earningathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked at several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team, their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be making money while skiing this year.
What was that website again?
Earningmoneyathome123.com. Right,
a good idea. Earningmoneyathome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Earningmoneyathome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, needs special edition hard copy literature, awaken the one possible scrim of peep to the imminence of nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug in our food supply. The People's and Tax Guide cites congressional records, court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Committee on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People Income Tax Report, and the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Single copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I'm walking towards Washington. Till peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the investigative panel. And one last word about Virginia Tech. Again, this guy's either a psychopath or he's a Manchurian candidate. Will we ever find out the truth? Of course not, when they control the investigation. But look to this. Look to see how this guy, if there's an autopsy on the shooter's body, look to see who does the autopsy. Look to see if they cremate it, because I bet you, if you did a fair autopsy, find a chip somewhere on this guy, and you bet, and I'll bet right now they cremate guy's body. We're talk to a New York police detective who's going to give us a few insights on how, not how they do investigation, but how they cover up investigations. And he knows quite well, because many of his investigations throughout his career until he was forced into retirement or he was to be killed, were covered up. So we're going to talk how they control people, how they can put in a CIA front man to control this shoot, if that's the case, and pull off this mass killing. So we'll get to that in the second hour. Other devastating information I have to get to before we talk with Robert Clark about the IRS problems and other things. Robert was a former attorney for over 30 years. He doesn't practice anymore, and he's downright mad at what's happening in this country. He's a Vietnam vet. He's a person I want to speak to in a few minutes. Let me just bring the information forward. You know, in the last 5 years, there have been very few solid leads in the mainstream alternative media. Emphasize alternative media as to who really pulls strings behind the scenes causing 9/11. You know, of course, the mainstream still clings to the bogus 19 Arab terrorist theory as alternative media pussyfoots around, casting blame on the Bush administration and, of course, the Jews, Assad. I've even been called Assad agent because I think it goes deeper than them. I think it goes into the hall, right to the depths of Rome. Truth, besetting fingers at tin horn politicians, the trail leading to the real 9/11 pastors have been conveniently covered up by their loyal minions working in the media, government, and religious organizations. Now, I've had on my show, and it just kind of went through one and out the other, and I haven't heard much about it except on this show, but I had a gentleman by the name of Leo Zagami, who was an insider from the Illuminati in Rome, was a higher up in the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge. And don't get me wrong here, folks. You've got to look farther than just our in America to get to the bottom of this story of 9/11. Well, he categorically stated on the show that he spoke with the head of Monte Carlo Lodge and also a gentleman by the name of Hugh Ballestier, who is now the head of New York Road Club, very close to Mayor Giuliani, others, Carl Egan, and others in New York. Prior to 9/11, he sat with these gentlemen, and they knew about it, talked about it, and that was out. Now, I've been given some confidential information by a confidential source overseas that is now opening up a door with Mr. Ballestier being in that room, and also other people who know about 9/11. That's going to stretch to people in this government, in the religious organization in the Vatican, and other places. And as we speak, we are going to get to the bottom of who did it. And that's how it's done. Mr. Ballestier, according to confidential source, is not a higher level person. He may have two levels above him. But he knows about it, and for some reason, they're talking. So we are going to bring it here to you. And I hope others in the 11 movement get their heads out of their butts, stop listening to these expert time, and start figuring out exactly how they did it. Because I'll tell you what, we're in a period in our country I call a period of extended violence. And this yesterday was a good example. So I'm going to leave it at that. We'll be following the 9/11 story from where it should be followed. We really did it. And we're not afraid to ruffle a few feathers in certain religious organizations. So we'll be back with that story. Don't worry. Robertson's with us. Robert, how are you today?
Good morning, Greg. I'm looking forward to telling the American people and the loyal listeners to your show about the evil mechanisms of the IRS imposing a voluntary tax on us and robbing from the American for about $2 trillion a year. Greg, $2 trillion is a lot of bucks. But the American people have been lied to so long, they don't know when they see it. The IRS is very clear and explicit. The income tax is voluntary. The federal courts are very clear. Ain't being clear, the income tax is voluntary. But the sheeple trust the politicians. They believe the lies being told every day. And then they send one-third, 140% of their payroll, their productivity to the government to be squandered and wasted. Greg, what do you think of people who know very well that Social Security is bankrupt and won't pay off? What do you think of people who spend 15% of what they make and what they work for to the Social Security Administration when they know very well they're not going to get it back?
I think they're plain stupid.
That's right. And the people that trust the politician and send their 15% retirement money to a Ponzi scheme, an endless rat hole, when retirement comes around, they have nothing, not a penny. And the people that don't pay the Social Security tax and put their money aside in a real investment program going to be doing right well. And so what we're going to have is people that trust the politician suffer and do it out, and people that are wise enough to know there's nothing but lies, hiding, fake promises, do very well. And we've got a program to show people, many people, but not all, how they can escape the Social Security trap and start putting real money out for their retirement, which is definitely going to happen to most of us someday.
You know, the deadline that the IRS gave Americans just passed, and I noticed a campaign. They always do this, like they start maybe 2 weeks before. They start, telling people, you better file those taxes on the if you don't, what's going to happen. I even watched a show on how they told us how they were telling, how the show unbelievable, but it just sat there and said, if you're audited, your life is over, things like that. Tell people, basically, you're a 30-year, you were a lawyer for years. You started this research right after you graduated from school and then got out of the Bar Association for reasons that you've told us before. But tell us really the short and skinny about what this voluntary tax is and why you don't have to file and why is the best thing for you to do and this is the thing for you to do.
Yes, you're so much better off not filing. 4 million people don't file. The IRS has name and address and not bother them. However, a lot of people want to make money, lots of money off people's fears and anxieties. And you see this advertised on TV, these tax resolution companies. You call it, it's mega bucks. All they do is help you pay taxes. You can pay the taxes you own without paying somebody to show you how. Just send government all your money. Why pay somebody to show you how to do that? But we show people how not to pay taxes they don't. The tax resolution companies, in some cases, do a good job, but that's rare, and they always charge too much. And what the truth of it is, Greg, is the IRS is a government agency. and it operates with efficiency to profits and other government agents. It's very inefficient. They really don't do much. It's the tax preparation people and the CPAs and employers that do the dirty work. The non-filers historically been hysteria. Almost always the non-filers been left alone. The people that have problems are those that file and don't pay. As you know, today is so-called deadline, the fake deadline. It could be the 15th of April or the 15th of May or the 20th of April, whatever date they want. It's all
what
fake.
What day is it? Yesterday or today? Maybe set me straight. Because 15th fell on a day. What was their fake deadline this year?
So normally it'd be Monday 16th. However, there's some kind of holiday in Washington, D.C. They have the holidays that live off us. They don't have to work, produce anything. So there's a holiday in Washington, D.C. yesterday. So today, Tuesday the 17th, is the fake deadline.
All right. So, we are on the deadline. Good. Go ahead.
Today, people at file, of course, liable have been filing today because they don't know what their rights are. One half the people that filed yesterday and today are not going to send the money in, or a portion of it. And those are the people that have problems, the people that don't file being left alone, the people that file don't pay, have all kinds of them. Go to the practitioner and ask him, you know, should I file and not send the money in, or should not file? And says, well, I don't need a house payment this month, and I don't need to buy a new boat, so I'll give you correct advice. Don't file and bother. No. He's going to say, file, you file, pay me and file. You have to file and you have to pay me. These guys in business to file two returns. They don't get any money. They ain't money and telling the truth. So you go to these people to say, file, 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 always file. If you don't pay, that's all right, that's all right. It's not all right. If you file and don't pay, you're going to have some problems. That's the people having problems, non-filers being left alone. So all this horror stories you hear, American people that didn't know what their rights are, they trusted somebody in business to do something that didn't need to be done. They get ripped off by the taxpayers. They get ripped off by the IRS. They get ripped off on Social Security. They get ripped off by the insurance companies, and then they complain they don't have much money. People need to stop and think. I did the work. It's my money, and I'm going to spend it for the benefit of me and my family. They need to think for themselves first. Do the Lord's work. Do your family. And what's left over, not comes off top. What's left over, you send to Uncle Sugar to squander. These endless wars and all these welfare plans.
Well, listen, Robert, let me take a short break. We're going to come back and tell Americans their rights. And maybe some of you who haven't filed to the last minute will not do that today. We'll be back right after this short message.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes forks and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, New World Order, much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free reels, packet F, 888-211-1715, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you with the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will go in independence. You need to bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. The first time you purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Coffee, how does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee grounds are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 107 antioxidants for kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you tea without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, love to try it, and everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with 5% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Back, my guest for Clarkson. Robert, tell us the real story, the rights that Americans don't know they have about this date, about the taxes. Give us a little history on this, too, so that people understand what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, our founding was the Constitution of the United States and later added the Bill of Rights. And that listed our rights. The Ninth Amendment says we had a right to be left alone. And the Ninth Amendment incorporated into the Constitution the Declaration of Independence. And Thomas Jefferson, our founding fathers, supported by the thousands of young Americans that died in George Washington's army for us to be free, and the people that got hung by the British, including a lot of my ancestors in Charleston, South Carolina, all these people shed their blood because they believed in the Declaration of Independence. And since that time, over a million Americans have died because they believed in the words of the Declaration of Independence. And the principle is, and this is, if you're an American, this is what you believe, it says there that from our Creator we receive certain inalienable rights. Inalienable means cannot be taken away. You and I receive from our Creator, the Lord God Almighty, certain inalienable can't be taken away. Among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness or property. God gave us rights of life, liberty, and property. We didn't get from the politicians. Politicians give them to us, can't take them away. As long as you and I have a right to breathe, as long as the Lord gives us a right to breathe, we have our other rights that the Lord gave us and can't be taken away from us. And our property rights are just as important as the others, because if you don't have property, what you going to do? Greg, if the government owns all the land, where are you going to put the church? So your property rights, the right to enjoy property, is one of your major rights. And nowadays, how many people have 100-acre, 200-acre farm, they go to work and bring money, salaries, and pay. You have an inalienable right to keep what you work for. What you work for belongs to you. And that's what Thomas Jefferson said, Lord God Almighty gave us. So what you work belongs to you. However, under the Constitution, government can take some of our particular taxes. Whatever the Constitution allows them to do. So many state governments have serious tax codes in their constitution, take lots of money from people that work for it. And it's legal. But if the constitution doesn't allow the tax, then you don't have to pay it. Just makes sense here?
Yeah, perfect sense. And there are certain. What are the taxes allowed? And what are the taxes that are.
Restitution, it's in there that you have to pay customs taxes, tariffs, and excise taxes, look at the cigarette tax. You have to pay these taxes to the federal government. And it's got in there twice, no capitation tax and no direct tax, which is considered an income tax. Our founding fathers did not want to give that much power to the federal government, so they prohibited twice two prohibitions against the income tax. The 16th Amendment allowed the federal government to put the income tax on corporations and businesses, even if it was passed, and we know it wasn't. But anyway, nowhere in the Constitution does it. There's the IRS authority to tell you and I as individuals. It's not there. So that is an illegal. However, during World War II, about 3 months after Pearl Harbor, passed the Victory Tax Act. The Victory Tax Act of 1942 had two provisions. Number one, put the corporation tax on individuals in violation of the Constitution. And number two is temporary expired at the end of the war. Some of the people challenged the income tax on wages and salaries during World War II And the court said, shut up, you idiot. This money's in the provide to fight people that caused Pearl Harbor. Any day, those Nazi aircraft carriers could have landed on the coast of Maine, and the people were so terrified of the Nazi aircraft carriers and their landing craft that the people supported an illegal income tax. However, it expired at the end of the war, and then that ended it. Senator Robert Taft and some conservative Republicans were going around the country in the late 40s saying that the income tax has expired and people didn't have to pay it. But anyway, in the 1945, the Internal Revenue Service knew the gig was up, and they made the income tax voluntary. It always kept us in wars or rural wars in such a way that people were fighting and they paid a voluntary tax. And nowadays, the government's encouraging crime. You say, what caused that in Virginia like yesterday? The question is, who benefits? Politicians found out after mass murders and terrible tragedies, people demand more taxes, more cops, more laws, and more power to the politicians. The people in power, the establishment, they're always out trying to create mass murders to keep the hoi polloi, the sheeple in line, and they do. So this is how they enforce a voluntary tax, is put these criminals on the streets. As soon as they're done, criminals get them out of the jails, put them back on the streets so they can kill and rape and rob more.
Okay, Robert, I have to take a break. We will be back right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of fiat money mask. The fact is, gold is and always has been only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Public Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website at republictradinggroup.net for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than doing right now, because you've your credit, the strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing in pocket. Go ahead and check out the demonization scams if you'd like to. You will take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633 on the web, myfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hour, a couple program notes and a couple comments before I get back to Robert Clarkson. You know, I'm damn mad what's happening in this country, but I'm not stupid. And as a journalist for over 30 years, one thing I did learn is to ask questions. I'll admit, many of my questions have been stupid in my life, but I learned a lot. And I'll tell you what, I think that we can solve the problems facing us if we all just a little bit more. Think a little bit more deeply about what's happening, how this country has been systematically taken down in a three-pronged approach, prepare us for a fascist government, put us in a system of extended violence, and then third, basically what they do is they have not been over, and they will use our country to take over other people around the world. And that's where we're at. So we need to stop it now. It gets into that final stage, and we can do it. You keep listening, because we're going to chip away the armor or the real people who caused 9/11. We're not going to just deal with the tin horn politicians who are just the frontmen, but we're going to go deep behind the surface. You don't do it here in America. You got to go overseas and work around this problem and bring it here, because that's how they work. That's how they launder their money. They don't do it here all the time. They go to the Cayman. They go to the Vatican Bank. So 9/11, if you think it was just an organization here, you're really ace. This is a worldwide group, and you can get at them overseas, and that's what we're going to try to do. We have some good informants that are working for you, the American people, to get your rights back. Back to Robert Clark. Robert fights a battle that's been going on in his life over 30 years, helping thousands of people understand the truth about their money and the illegal income tax. Robert, I think it should go back to 1945 when one of these conservative senators were going around the country telling the Americans you didn't have to pay. And how did the IRS and how did the government sneak in this voluntary tax? Because many people don't even hear that word voluntary when it comes to tax. Tell us that. I think it's important to know what happened, Ben. Go ahead.
Well, Pearl Harbor was a traumatic experience to America, and fraudulent at Rushville exploited that. I mean, everything was Pearl Harbor for 4 years, and then all this dreadful loss, and every community had so many young men died. The war bonds and all this constant propaganda. The war information led by Alan Cranston was a bunch of communists. Senator Alan Cranston became a U.S. And I believe he's that missing Soviet spy. They caught a bunch of spies, and they found reference to another one they never did catch. But they got all this propaganda from Soviet and spread it all over this country, and people worship Russia. He was a great hero. So he died, and of course we had victory in Europe, victory in Asia. And people overjoyed the fact that the income tax expired. Nobody paid attention to it. So you paying it, they're conditioned. It's some propaganda. And it proved for 2 years, paid a lot of the national debt. And then they found a new boogeyman. Our politicians always find a boogeyman for us to pay taxes to have them protect us from. President Reagan brought down the wall and got rid of the Soviet Union, and then they immediately started looking for a new boogeyman, created this Arab terrorist boogeyman. Saddam Hussein, who's bad, evil, and wicked, immense amount of foreign aid from this country. Immense amount of foreign aid. And he was able to build up a powerful military. There wasn't much for us. But anyway, the politicians are always trying to get more money. The establishment wants to rob us blind. And the most effective tax they have that brings in the big bucks is the voluntary income tax. And one out of three people is longer volunteer. That's not a problem for them. Two-thirds that do volunteer, they're doing plenty with that money and having a good time.
Right, and basically when you say voluntary tax, that's the hoax that they put on Americans. Now, back in the early days when they did this, was it more upfront so people could see on the tax form you pay or you don't have to pay?
No, it's really a hoax. They're always very clear. It was not now as much as used to be, but I remember every tax form had the word volunteer somewhere. An instruction pad had the word volunteer in big, bold letters. And we got a lot of from the Christian Internal Revenue in January of every year saying, here's your form, here's your instructions. Thank you for supporting the largest voluntary tax in world history. So the American people are well informed this voluntary is no secret, but they just trusted the politicians and kept sending the money in. However, in the last years, the number of people who used to volunteer is staggering. So they have removed the word volunteer from the of the instruction packet and from the cover letter, it's buried in there otherwise.
And you say this.
They've made any effort of it up that it's a voluntary tax.
And you say last year, 64 million people didn't file?
Yes, the IRS computer matching program, now this is a couple years old, and these figures come from the TRAC program at Syracuse University, funded by Congress. And, well, anyway, a lot of politicians are tired of lies, IRS, and FBI and Treasury agents, so they hired Syracuse University government money and foundation money to publish statistics. And according to the IRS computer program, today in the last couple of months, just under 130 million people signed their names to tax returns. But the IRS has the wage information and money coming in, W-2s and 1099s, on almost 190 million people. So the gap, no, it's more than 90. The gap, I think, is 63-something million people that have wages, have money coming in, wage salaries, or dividends, or profit, and not file. Of these 64 million people that didn't file, the IRS says their name, their super slave number, the amount they paid the year, amount they received for the year, all the employers' names and employers' ID. So the IRS has all this information. Of course, they can go on the Internet and get anybody's name, address, and such. The IRS has this amount, vast amount of information about 64 million people no longer voluntary, and they're leaving these folks alone. The reason they leave them alone is because the tax is voluntary. Now, we have an untaxed packet, so the people that want to withdraw from the voluntaries can do it simply and easily, and it's a sure thing. Anybody can quit filing, but using the tax packet sure does help and keep the IRS from changing mind and later bothering you. You send them these estoppel letters that say, I'm not a taxpayer. If I am, let me know within 30 days. And if you don't let me know in 30 days, you are stopped. You can't hang it up later. This is one way that they use to tax taxable, and it's how we can untax the already untaxed.
And how can people get that? Put out your website so people can get that untaxed pack. Go ahead.
They can get my website, and of course, Help Evil Wicked IRS from my website. And get the tax packet and help. And my website is Patriot Network Info. The PatriotNetwork.info is a website with a vast amount of material on audits and collections and the evil doings of the IRS. It also has a nice little notice and description of an untaxed packet on the page that people can use to untax them and their families ever. We've used this thing 15 years. Other people used it back in the 60s. It's guaranteed to work. It has never failed. We have zero rate on this. It always works. Nobody yet said it didn't work.
Now, Robert, let me get to the phones here. We got a couple of guys holding for a long time. First, we'll go to Colorado. Randy, do you have a question? My guest, Robert Clarkson.
Well, two things. I've boiled this whole situation down. I don't care if it's the taxing issue or the statutes, whatever else, to one question. Is it lawful for me to assist someone in the commission of a crime?
Boy, that's a good one. No, if you, the Bible says, you know, if you help somebody stealing, you're a thief too.
Absolutely.
Help with assistance for a crime is just as bad. So if the IRS is committing laws and you help assist them, you're a criminal, a thief too. And the gates of hell are crowded with people who helped others commit wrongdoing and crimes.
Absolutely. And then the other thing I had was on the private property, the real estate, and automobiles. When we register, does that split the title, state a say in?
I'm doing a great deal of research in there. That's not one of my things. I know that a lot of people who file and don't pay have their toy can inform them, and those paperwork you get from governments to the properties doesn't do any good in that case. Now, I'm just getting left alone to do whatever they want to. If you file and don't pay, you and them to tax you on a tax you don't owe.
Oh, absolutely.
And your question, Randy, is if you register your car, does that give the government an interest in your vehicle?
Yes, or your house, your home.
Well, what I would do, and I'm taking information that I'm from other people in that respect, let's just talk about your car. I would, there's a way to register it and form what's called a spirit, not a sole corporation, sole. But you can file what's called a spiritual corporation in your name and put it on that corporation. And that is something, it's a technical, but you can get the information off my website on a CD called Free Yourself, Be a Free Man. It's Terry Lee's CD. You get it off my website. You go and look about look for a yellow thing, and that'll explain it pretty well. And I'll have Terry on again, but there's a way around registering your car to protect and your land to protect your property from the government. And I will say this, just make it quick. Corporation souls do not work. There's another way to do it that's a proof that Terry talked about, and he's done it. Many other people have done it, and it's a way to really protect property. You also have to leave up your property so that they can never take it. You can do that the same through that same setting up of a spiritual society or corporation, which you, under the Constitution, you're allowed to do. Okay. Randy, anything else real quick?
That's it. God bless. Hang in there.
Okay. Good question. Rob in Connecticut. I know you've been hit with a bad storm there. How are you doing today? You're on the Investigative Journal.
Hello there, guys. Hey, just got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Can you guys tell me, I've been up and down this road with different patriotic organizations as far as the voluntary income tax. Where does it say the voluntary? Now, your guest mentioned that it's somewhere hidden deep in there, but if he's an expert there, I'd like to know where it said it. Where can I find this in a form that's voluntary?
And I'll hang up. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Flora case. So a lot of the books I put out, I have a book called Introduction to the Constitution and the Income Tax and a VD video of that. It's in there, a lot of the writing. Also, the number of books published where they copy the IRS documents, the best source of information on that is the IRS. They send you each January, if you're a sheeple in your file, first week in January each year, they send you the forms book. That's it. Get the old instructions books. You'll see on the front page in big bold is the word voluntary.
Okay. Now, my other question is, if I'm already been filing in the past year after year after year, haven't I voluntarily inducted myself to the system?
Yes, each year you volunteer. The next year, your choice, you can volunteer or not volunteer. And we would recommend that you not volunteer to do something that you're not required to do, especially pay that kind of money.
Well, can they come after me on the basis that I volunteered before? So now I'm volunteering?
No. Each year is separate. You can quit volunteering at any time. And we reckon that you use the untaxed ticket. And if you, it helps you. As you use the income tax, this will make them leave you alone.
Okay. Now, maybe one more question for your listeners to hear is, what if I do not have a choice? What if I don't own my own business or I don't pay my taxes involuntarily? What if they're withheld from me every week, paycheck?
Well, you can stop withholding. It's legal. On the book that I was talking about earlier, it's $5. Show people how to put down the allowances and take the number of allowances. A lot of people go exempt. However, a lot of my company's computers take exempt, and they'll ask you if you go exempt. So we don't recommend going exempt. We recommend allowances. And if you put down the allowances that you're entitled to, almost everybody, that stops the payroll. They're robbing your paycheck every week, just a little paycheck. Now, you need that money for your controlling. You got to, where in the Bible say you're supposed to support some town dictator on the other side of the world? Where does the Bible say you're supposed to support some millionaire farmer that's getting rich on the farm welfare program? No, the Bible says you're supposed to support your wife and children, and you get your check, you spend that on your family like you're supposed to.
Okay. All right, I'll look on your website and order your information.
Yeah, Rob, get his information, patriotnet.info, and I think you're going to got to look at the allowance section and take the allowances that are given to you. What's the maximum they offer? $9 million?
Well, you can put down $5 million, but the most computers won't take more than $99 million. Mm-hmm. And a lot of companies will ask you if you put more than $10 million. Most people put down $9 million, depends on circumstances, but they'll often get harassed more than $10 million. Of course, some companies won't bother you.
Probably the
exempt is the best way if you qualify, but the companies, they're just nothing but harassed from some companies, so we don't recommend exempt.
On the other side of this coin, though, I've heard the horror stories of people and know people. I've met Eric Phelps many years ago. I'm a pastor of a church, and Eric and I have talked constantly about the issue, as he's not a taxpayer either. But I've heard the horror and read the horror stories of people that have been brought to court by the IRS, where they stop paying taxes only to pay a $100,000 attorney fee in the end.
Everybody I know knows at least 10 people have gone to the pokey for nothing. Unfortunately, the Department of Justice says in the last 130 years of our country's existence, not one person. Mm-hmm. The government lies. The Constitution says no debt is present, no imprisonment for debt. And there's oodles of court cases saying they can't imprison for debt. So the state governments and the state courts and the state police and the federal government and the FBI and track programs say that in the last 230 years, not one person in our country has been incarcerated for a debt or for not paying taxes or a bank or a finance company. But everybody I talk to says they know somebody. Of course, if you talk to the person, they said it was something else. Well, I know right. Nobody's been locked up.
Rob, I'll give you, we're going to take a break. If you have another question, Rob, hold on, and we'll get you right after this break on the Investigative Journal.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Long time, no see. Short time for you and me.
Back, and we're finishing up this hour with Robert Clarkson giving us the truth about the voluntary tax. Any people listening, I know a lot of people, the deadline is tonight, the fake deadline. If you're listening, hold on to those, hold on to your tax returns. And if you have any questions, you can get a hold of Robert at patriotnetwork.info, email him, and perhaps you can save yourself and your family some money this year. Carl in New York, you're on the Investigative Journal.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I just had a question for Mr. Robertson. I am having some problems with the IRS. What I wanted to find out is right now, as a self-employed person, the IRS does threaten to go after the people who are paying, who are sending out a 1099. I want to, at least next year, because I've already filed, but at least next year I'd like to try to opt out of the system. But once I stop paying, then I fear that I'm going to be harassed and they're going to go after the people who send me a 1099. So how do you get around that situation?
Well, each quarter you send in a quarterly, just quit doing that. and they won't have your name or your money. At the end of the year, not file. The non-filers getting left alone. The people that having problems are people that file and don't send the money in. The Commissioner of Internal Revenue testified before Congress about 2 years ago or 3 years ago under oath that the non-filers, for the most part, don't receive a single letter of contact from the IRS. So they're being left alone. A few people get a few nasty letters. Most of them you can ignore, but if you get something that's frightening, you can call me. On my website, there's a list of letters you get from the IRS, and points out 9 out of 10 you throw in the trash, and certain ones we want you to answer, and they're listed on my website.
Well, one of the problems is that in the state, I'm in New York, if you have a corporation, then the state sends you a letter, and they force you to file a quarterly information.
Well, these corporations are creatures of the state, and they've got a lot of leeway there. But the 13th Amendment says no involuntary servitude. They cannot force you to be a school teacher or a cop, and they cannot force you to be a tax collector if you don't want to. And you cannot not pay taxes for other people or other entities if you feel this is slavery. A lot of ways to get out of that. One way is to dissolve the corporation, which works good for a lot of people. And you can sell the corporate shell for a few bucks.
Okay.
You don't have to file anything. You don't have to sign anything. Corporations don't have to either most of the time.
You know what you ought to do, Carl? Go after the show. Go to patriotnetwork.info and get a hold of Robert. And you can ask him a lot of questions and maybe save yourself some money next year.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, that was Carl from New York. Robert, we got about just a short amount of time left. I want to ask you one question. Deep in your heart, I know you've never filed. You haven't filed. You don't file taxes. I think what you're trying to do is just tell the people how simple this is and how our government is, again, just put people under this fear of not paying. Is that a pretty good estimation of what's going on?
That's right. The government's deluding people, not telling them what their rights are. Of course, you have to give them credit for being right clear. It's a voluntary tax. But the sheep have been lied to so long, they just can't believe anything the politicians say. But a lot of people are waking up and learning their rights. And let me tell you something, Greg, I hadn't filed and paid in 30 years, and tax freedom is great. I just couldn't take care of my family to the style that I do if I had to split it with these greedy politicians.
Good point, Robert. We're all out of time. Thank you so much. Robert Clarkson was with us. Go to patriotnetwork.info. Learn your rights. We'll be back in 2 minutes with my next guest, the New York Police Detective Jim Rothstein, back after this short message.